Noise department.
We have somehow managed to successfully make it back to the Big Dumb Show, everybody. And please welcome our guest comedian, Harlan Williams, joining us on the program. Harlan, good
hey,
to see you,
how
man.
How are you, man?
How you been?
Good to see you, man.
Yeah, it's been a while.
A treat, yeah.
Oh, it's
a Dairy Queen frosted treat.
Wow, that's high praise.
Yeah,
huh?
Man.
Thanks.
Yeah. How you been?
Doing all right. Doing all right.
You look good.
Thank you.
But something's different about you, man. What is it?
I don't know.
Let me see. See if I can guess.
Is there a picture of you on the website? Do people know what's going on?
I think probably, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we
put Stone Phillips on the website and then just tell him it's Gonzo. Nice jaw.
So you're making reference to the weird, weird hair.
Your hair is like a cranberry kind of color?
Red sort of color.
It's cool, man.
Do you like it?
I do like it, yeah.
The colors of the rainbow.
I don't know if it would go with like the John Deere hat that the Harlan's
wore. No, it would,
you
man.
Think?
Well, that could go with anything, man.
Yeah, you can put that John Deere hat on, Gonzo, and go to the feed store and play checkers.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Those dudes would love you.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway.
Is that what they do at the feed store? They play checkers?
Oh, yeah. Checkers. I got a silo right down the street from my house. You want to play checkers? That's the place.
I'm going to play checkers and sell manure.
He flipped the board over. That's the chess side. What is this, caramel?
That's what you do, and you're giving me crap about my hair.
No, no.
Okay, all right. Thanks.
Hey, you got to get chicken feed somewhere.
Oh, man. Wow.
And Don knows where to get it.
See how this spiraled? I'm here giving you praise and high compliments, and it turns into this.
It's like this all the time. This is a room full of hate.
How do you deal, man?
It's like, you know what? It's a lesser version of being in prison. Basically, they lock us in here. There's a small room.
Take away our cigarettes and our porn.
Right, exactly. And you can't escape.
My God.
And so there, it turns to anger and hate, and you can feel it.
It's a mishmash of anger and but at least they bring you breakfast.
There's a little food in here.
Yeah, true. That's all right.
Here's something. This is a tip because I see you got like breakfast here, like pancakes and cinnamon rolls and stuff. This is a tip.
Okay.
If you like to speed on your way to work, stop at McDonald's or whoever sells the cinnamon rolls.
Right.
And stick them to your eyes. And then when the cop pulls you over, walks up to your car and rolls down, your eyes are just swirling. He just thinks you're crazy
and
lets you go.
Right.
We got a crazy guy and he smells like cinnamon. I'm going to come back in.
Let him drive.
Can I see your license?
He might be armed.
Never mind.
That is a great idea.
See? Daddy's here to help. Daddy's here to milk the cows and help.
I got a whole lot.
Have you ever hit an animal with your car?
A small animal.
What, like a manatee?
Yeah.
Have you ever hit a manatee?
I have not. No, have you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Then you just bounce right off, and then you can go at it again.
Come on, just, take another shot at it.
Yeah, man. You can hit them for hours. What'd you hit?
It's like a raccoon. Raccoon.
What'd you do with it?
Nothing.
We are in Indiana.
Just kept on going.
Just kept going.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. You didn't stop to give it R&R or anything?
No, nothing.
R&R? Yeah, did you take it for some rides and some mini golf? Let's have some R&R, little buddy. Now that I've popped your skull, let's go on the log ride.
Now you're ready to party.
Guts are hanging out your side.
Yeah, you're loose now. You're loosened up. You're ready. Let's go to Vegas.
Have you been to Vegas?
I've been to Vegas. Yeah.
What's your favorite place? I bet the Hard Rock, right?
It's called the Spearmint Rhino.
Hello. And what's weird is mothers right now, I think you're talking about a kid's book.
They do.
One day, the Spearmint Rhino skipped across the field with a peppermint seed brush. Yeah, that's what it is.
That's the place.
That's exactly
You know what
it
I'm
is.
Talking about.
Yeah.
Awesome. I would totally get that book.
What goes on it for people that don't know? Maybe you can tell us. Maybe you can. What goes on at the Peppermint Rhino?
It would cheap drinks.
Yeah. And entertainment. There's entertainment there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Female persuasion.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's entertainment focused mainly at guys, basically. But,
Hey, you ever do this? You ever wake your grandmother up at 3 in the morning and smash her in the face with a canoe?
No, haven't done that.
I just don't.
Did you?
I'd ask, man. I'm trying to get to know you guys better.
Do I look like that? That's
I don't know. That's
Never know till you try.
Yeah, you got to feel the person out. You got to feel them out.
I'm not going to get to know you till I ask questions.
I haven't tried it. But I'm making a note of things to do.
Okay. Maybe I've been smashed with an ironing board while I slept.
Really?
It's not as bad as you'd think.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, you do have a few wrinkles.
Yeah, they're dense.
You ever pick your grandmother up and swing her about around by her ankles so fast her teeth fly out and stick in the fridge door?
I would if she was able to be lifted. You know, she's a little,
oh, really?
A little heavy.
Large Marge.
She's been here a while.
God, you know what she needs? People, fat people are getting their stomach stapled now.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a clue, fatty. Why don't you go one step further? Get your lips welded shut, right? Why don't you get your blueberry turnover lips soldered shut there, chubbalicious? What's going on, man?
Yeah, slow it down a little
getting
bit.
Getting her stomach stapled. Man.
Take it to the source. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
That's our guest in studio. Comedian Harlan Williams is with us. Again, Harlan, thank you for being here.
Oh,
man.
That's a treat, man. It's a Siamese twin treat, whatever that means.
What does that mean, Harlan?
You know, we were talking about all the fast food places. Since you guys go a lot, you ever try this? Because they're not that swift over there. You ever drive through the drive-thru backwards, lean across your street, your seat, and go, hey, Mongo, when'd you turn the building around?
Hey, what happened?
It makes them look, doesn't it? They do look for a minute.
Yeah, and they always got that sign at the drive-thru, no vehicle, no service. So this is what I did. I bought a Wonder Woman costume, and now I walk right up to the window. They go, where's your vehicle? I say, I'm in my invisible jet, munch face. Give me my curly fries. I've been cleared for takeoff.
Gotta go!
I'm sure they don't spit in your food at all.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever had that? Find something weird in your food, like a wig? I'm not kidding. I had some soup the other day. Kenny G's wig was in my clam chowder.
In your soup, really? Wow.
Have you ever found anything weird?
No, I've been pretty lucky, I think.
This is a real story. When I was a kid, I ordered a chocolate milkshake, and I got like right near the bottom. You know, you suck the ice cream off the bottom. There was a booger on the bottom.
No!
I'm not kidding.
Oh,
nice. Yeah. That made it taste a lot better.
Unbelievable.
Well, what do you do in that situation?
I was a little kid, so I was just embarrassed.
Right.
I didn't know what to do, so I just ate it.
No.
I almost puked. I was like, gross. I knew a guy once who worked at a restaurant. He worked at a Mexican restaurant, man. Mm-hmm. And he told me this story. He cut his hand, and he was working on a big pot of chili.
Yeah.
And he thought this was funny. He let himself bleed into the chili.
Oh,
I'm not kidding.
That's funny. Secret ingredient.
Imagine the stuff that we eat that we don't know about.
I don't even want to think about it.
I know. Oh, I know. Anorexia time now.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Yeah.
You lay awake at night with your mouth open. God knows what's going in there then.
Excuse me?
Spiders, flies.
Don?
Roommates.
Oh, God. Meryl Streep.
It's a nonstop teabagging festival over at Don's.
A little bit too much going on. I'm trying to get a little more sleep at night.
Uh-huh.
It's like being abducted by aliens. I sleep for 8 hours and I'm just so tired. I feel like I haven't been to sleep at all.
Do you guys have that fast food joint over here called Fuddruckers?
That's great. They don't have it.
No, don't have
I don't
it
think
around.
We have them
here. They're not far from here, though.
You got to wonder what dyslexic kids think that's really called.
Mom, take me to
Hello.
That, on the way to get passed by a fire truck.
Speaking of which, anyone here dyslexic?
Kind of, I think, little bit.
Once in a while, I think we all kind of are.
My brother Michael's dyslexic. He text messaged me the other day.
Uh-huh.
It said, the camel's eating the taxi in the cornfield. from Margaret.
Hey, hold on. Might have to write that down. It's a text messaging joke, everybody.
Yeah, man.
Follow along on your phone.
quick audience here.
Yeah. So now, Harlan, where's home for you? Where are you from?
I'm living in L.A. I've been out there for about 14 years, man. And
really?
Do
you feel like you fit in out there? Is it cool or not? I mean, it's everybody says it's weird there, you know?
It's yes and no. It's one of those places where it never really feels like home, because believe it or not, it's a real transient town. Because every day, like, people get off the train of dreams and think that it's just going to happen. happen. And
right.
LA is really like a lottery. It's like you look at people who do well there, and you know, they say that you know, there's this thing called SAG, which is the Screen Actors Guild, and mm-hmm. all the successful actors are in it, and
right.
they say that only 5% of members of SAG make over like $5,000 a year.
Wow.
So the Hollywood thing is, it's a real tough thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So people just come and go all the time.
Right.
So it's a very unsettling place in a way. Mm-hmm. But if you can get through the door and make a good living and stuff, it's fun.
Yeah, so. You got some good movies under your belt. So Dumb and Dumber, that's great. He's in, coming up, The mm-hmm. Voice, it doesn't say The Voice of, but he's in a film next year called Robots.
Robots?
Yes. Robots, yes. Baby. Yes.
Whoa.
Intergalactic go, Field of Music. Intergalactic field of music. See what Daddy does?
Yeah,
you brought the pancakes, uh-huh. Daddy brought the waffles.
No. Gotta love it. Harlan, I gotta ask, in this movie called Robots,
yes.
are there?
There are. The whole movie's about robots.
Robots?
You know what it is? It's one of these giant CGI movies. It's uh-huh. Fox is putting it out. It's like a Shrek type of movie, and uh-huh. I do the voice of one of the robots called Lugnut, and
really?
Some of the other actors, Halle Berry's doing a voice,
wow.
and Ewan McGregor. It's going to be a great, it looks incredible. Like, remember how everyone talked about how great Finding Nemo looked?
Right, yeah. Sure, yeah, yeah.
This movie, like, even goes to the next level.
Awesome.
I've seen some clips, and it's all in this futuristic sci-fi robot world. It looks unbelievable.
That's awesome, because we had this conversation recently, because typically, when you bring a robot into a movie,
yeah,
kind of sucks.
How about iRobot? The robots in that looked like Macs.
Yeah.
They look like laptop computers that grew legs.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Not very cool.
No, these guys look good because they're drawn. You know,
yeah.
It's a cartoon, so they look really cool, man.
Right.
It's awesome.
Now, because we haven't had a really good crush, kill, destroy robot in a while.
That's the best robot.
That
yeah.
was Robbie.
Danger Will Robinson, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 That's a great robot.
The one in the first Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
At
the very beginning, she fought a robot in her house and destroyed her house
because right.
that's
Damn
what
it.
She does.
Uh-huh.
But that was a cool one.
That was
really?
A cool robot.
I always wondered what happened to that little robot. Remember in the very first Star Wars when Chewbacca's walking down the hall and that little thing, it looks like a toaster comes sliding and Chewbacca just goes... and either
off.
Chewbacca had like halitosis and the thing took off or Chewbacca basically like told him, you know, gave him the finger verbally.
Get out
he
of the
said,
way.
Go, yeah. go toast me up a muffin. That's basically what he was saying. That's our guest comedian, Harlan Williams, with us on The Big Dumb Show. Harlan, thanks so much for coming in this
you,
morning, man.
Good to see you guys again.
Gonzo Greg and The Big Dumb Show.